Truth News Network. Explaining the truth for those weaned on propaganda. From Rio Linda to Singapore, Fredericksburg to Maui, this is TNN, the Truth News Network. And class is now in session. Here's your professor, Dan Newman.
Professor Newman is here today. How are you doing today? Hope you had a great week so far and you're halfway to the weekend. Think about that. If nothing else is good to think about, that certainly is. Well, I guess you heard. We now have a Democrat Party vice presidential candidate. Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat of California, has joined Joe Biden on the Democrat Party ticket as the VP candidate. Most had Biden's vice president choice narrowed down to Harris and former UN ambassador and Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. You might remember, and I'm very sheepishly going to share this, months ago, Truth News Network actually predicted that Senator Kamala Harris would win the Democrat Party presidential nomination. We missed it. By one spot only. And just for future purposes, know this. She is not Kamala Harris. She makes it very clear, and she doesn't hesitate to stop somebody and correct them for her name's pronunciation. She is Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, Vice Presidential Candidate, Senator Kamala Harris. So what does she mean for the Democrat Party? Let's just get right to it. What does her joining Joe Biden on the ticket mean for Democrats, especially for Democrat voters? Does Harris bring anything to the table to help Biden win the election? Well, all of these and other matters are going to be discussed extensively and consistently over the next few days. But listen to what I'm about to tell you. By next Monday, it's Wednesday. By next Monday, Harris is going to be little more in the public eye than Biden's vice president pick. So let's get to know Kamala Harris. By the way, we're not going to dive into the minutiae of her personal history. Rather, her public service, her conversations, interactions with others in the public sphere, and where her specific political stances on various issues related to the American electorate lie. After all, even though she's been in public service for a long time, most Americans know very little about her politics. So let's begin with some bullet points that include multiple situations in which the senators made several personal political perspectives, not just known, but well known. Man, in a hearing in the Senate, especially that Judiciary Committee Senate on which she serves, when she knows there's a camera turned on, she goes absolutely stark raving crazy, especially when it's a Republican that is being questioned in Senate testimony. There are far more points than just the ones we're going to list today. But this is a point for all to understand where and on what issues Senator Harris stands. After all, she, as all other vice presidents would, if the Biden ticket is chosen in the election, will be at all times after Inauguration Day just one heartbeat away from holding the highest office in the United States. So let's get started. Let's bullet point 10 things. No, we're going to do a few more than 10. Let's bullet point a bunch of things you may or may not know about the senator. Number one, as both a district attorney and state attorney general in California, Harris pushed for a new statewide law that lets prosecutors charge parents with misdemeanors if their children are chronically truant, in other words, miss a lot of school. "We are putting parents on notice," she declared. "If you fail in your responsibility to your kids, we're going to work to make sure you face the full force and consequences of the law." Now, I have my personal feelings about that. You have yours. We're not going to delve into that right now. It speaks for itself. We're just going to move on and talk about her specific stances that we know of at this point. Number two, the senator strongly supports familial DNA searching. That's when police take DNA samples from crime scenes and compare them to existing databases. And they're doing that to look for not just any direct matches in criminal databases, but any familial matches. In other words, family members. Police have gradually expanded the practice's reach from just checking DNA collected against existing samples of convicted criminals to checking them against samples in the databases of genealogy websites and genetic testing companies like 23andMe and Ancestry.com. California allows the collection and the preservation of DNA samples from anyone who is arrested, even if they're not yet charged with a crime. Again, you've got your feelings about that. I'm just telling you what she supported in her past. Number three, Harris also has been a strong advocate of civil asset forfeiture. I have a big problem with this. She supported a bill in California that would have allowed prosecutors to seize assets before even initiating criminal proceedings, a power now available only at the federal level if there were a substantial probability they would eventually initiate such proceedings. Think about that. I thought you were innocent under federal law, civil law, all law, until you're proven guilty. And what she wanted to do and what is being done in some places in the country, if they think you have committed that crime, and it would be only in the case of a crime, they have the right to seize assets. Huh. Besides cases involving violent crimes, the legislation allowed seizures in cases involving such crimes as bribery, gambling, and trafficking in endangered species. Harris endorsed the bill after then-Attorney General Eric Holder sharply limited civil asset forfeiture among federal prosecutors. She argued then that the practice gave local and state law enforcement officials more tools to target the illicit profits of transnational criminal groups and dismantle these dangerous organizations. In other words, she's pointing to south of the border in her state, down in Mexico. Number four, way back when she was San Francisco's district attorney, she created Back on Track, which is an anti-recidivism program that she expanded when she became state attorney general. The program received $750,000 in federal funding, quite a bit of praise, too, from crime policy experts. But it faced criticism early in its history when illegal immigrant Alexander Izaguirre, who had pled guilty to selling drugs, was selected and graduated from that program, only then to later grab a woman's purse and run her down in an SUV and severely injured her doing so. As the Los Angeles Times put it, quote, Harris's office had been allowing Izaguirre and other illegal immigrants to stay out of prison by training them for jobs they cannot even legally hold. Harris said she had been unaware that Back on Track had been training illegal immigrants and that they would no longer be eligible for the program. Number five, in 2012, she submitted a brief supporting an illegal immigrant's application for a law license. In 2014, the California Supreme Court ruled in the immigrant's favor, even though the California State Bar's rules state that it is disqualifying professional misconduct to commit a criminal act. Number six, in her first speech on the Senate floor, Harris declared, quote, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. She later avowed the belief that illegal immigration is a, quote, civil violation, not a crime. This classification applies to only a portion of those in the country without permission. First, entering the country illegally has criminal penalties. Overstaying a visa is considered a civil violation, not a criminal one, with deportation as the appropriate penalty. But re-entry without permission after deportation is a crime, as is, in most cases, working in the United States without legal residency, since it almost always involves some falsification of documents or lying on work forms under penalty of perjury. Number seven, Harris's reputation as a tough prosecutor has played a key part in her political rise, and she continues to tout the high rate of felony convictions on her watch. But in 2010, San Francisco Weekly reviewed the work of her office and concluded then that, quote, felony convictions for cases that actually go to trial and reach a jury verdict, a comparatively small group that nevertheless includes some of a DA's most violent and emotionally charged cases, have declined significantly over the past 2 years. The review found that in 2009, San Francisco prosecutors won a lower percentage of their felony jury trials than their counterparts at DA's offices covering the 10 largest cities in California. And San Francisco's rate dropped even further in the first quarter of 2010. Harris's 71% conviction rate on felony cases had been boosted by a significant increase in pre-trial plea agreements. And just so you know, they count that as a guilty verdict, a pre-trial plea agreement. Number eight, in October 2017, Harris declared that she would rather shut down the government than vote for a spending bill that did not address the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, you know that as DACA, and ensure those covered by the program would not be deported. This is a quote from her. "I will not vote for an end-of-year spending bill until we're clear about what we are going to do to protect and take care of our DACA young people in this country," she said. And she has kept her word, at least so far. Number nine, in April of 2018, Harris urged the Senate Appropriations Committee to reduce funding for beds in the federal immigration system, reject calls to hire more Border Patrol personnel, and reduce funding for the administration's, her word, reckless immigration enforcement operations. Number 10, in 2010, a California Superior Court judge declared that a San Francisco DA, Harris, had violated defendants' rights by hiding damaging information about a police drug lab technician and was indifferent to demands that the lab account for its failings. Now listen to this story, folks. The crime lab technician had been convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence in 2008. District attorneys are obligated to hand over to the defense any information about prosecution witnesses that could be used to challenge their credibility. Prosecutors' failure to disclose the information about that technician, guess what? It led to the dismissal of more than 600 drug cases. Number 11. Before she was serving the people of California as a senator, Harris served as a state's attorney general. As attorney general, she had to enforce California's laws as written, but she also used her position to advocate for policies she felt would keep her constituents safe. Number 12, formally as California's attorney general, she supported immigration laws that, though controversial, had to be enforced. Even that which required the reporting of illegal juveniles to ICE, which flies in the face of sanctuary cities. As a presidential candidate, her story changed a bit. She encouraged all federal, all state, and law enforcement members to not cooperate with ICE on anything that goes against the concept of sanctuary cities and supports deportation of illegals. I probably don't need to tell you that's a switcheroo-ski. Then during a radio interview with The Breakfast Club, Joe Biden messed up with The Breakfast Club, as did Harris. Listen to what she said. She claimed she smoked pot when she was younger, and that any claim that she opposes full marijuana legalization is not true. But in her 2014 campaign, her Republican opponent for attorney general, a guy named Ron Gold, was very public about his support for full legalization of pot. Harris and her were not even on the same page. When she was asked about legalization by television station KCRA in 2014, she laughed at Gold's stance and said he's entitled to his opinion. Her presidential campaign may have been pro-pot, but her time as attorney general in California, it wasn't pro-pot. Number 13. During an interview with CNN shortly after her presidential announcement, Harris told host Jake Tapper that America should eliminate the private health care system. In fact, she said this, "Let's eliminate all of that." She said of the private health insurance industry, "It's got to go. Let's move on," she said. But according to CNN, as the furor grew toward her plan to ban private health care, her team announced she's open to keeping a market system. Harris has also done the old switcheroo-ski on a required investigation of cops involved in killing and on mass incarceration. Number 14, as U.S. Senator for California in a confirmation hearing of one federal judge, Harris delved into religious matters. Harris, in her questions to the judicial nominee, called the Knights of Columbus an all-male society and asked the Nebraska lawyer if he was aware that the group was anti-abortion and anti-gay marriage when he joined. The California senator also referenced Supreme Knight Carl A. Anderson's statement that abortion amounted to the killing of the innocent on a massive scale and asked this nominee if he agreed with the statement. His name is Buescher, and he responded that his involvement in the group consisted mostly of charitable work and community events at his local Catholic parish. He indicated he would abide by judicial precedent regarding abortion. It's just kind of spooky that a Senate member that's on the Judiciary Committee would delve into religious matters in the confirmation of a judge. After all, First Amendment gives everybody freedom of religion. I guess maybe according to Harris, that doesn't apply to federal judges. I don't know. In summary, today, Senator Harris needs no one to answer questions for her about anything in her public record, believe me. Facts first speak for themselves. And then after that, believe me, she speaks for herself. And in the weeks to come, Americans are going to see and hear her on a number of issues important to each of us. And each American who votes will decide if she and her running mate are the match that can and will lead our nation beginning in January of 2021. What shocked me when this decision was announced is my realization of just how far left the Biden-Harris ticket will be for the Democrat Party. Think about it. Less than a year ago, Joe Biden was considered among all of those 24 presidential candidates as the single representative of the moderate center of the Democrat Party. Now, with Biden's embrace of the Green New Deal, Medicare for all, free college for all, the cancellation of student debt, and a strong move back into the international agreements with Iran and the Paris Accords, the selection of Harris to reinforce the ticket proves Joe Biden is no longer a moderate at all, in any way. In fact, Democrat Party doesn't have a moderate in this race. He's joined the ranks with Bernie Sanders and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's going to be interesting, and quite honestly, I think it's going to be fun for the next 80 days or so to watch Democrats in faux glee to try to get everybody excited about their ticket. It probably will be hilarious to hear the things they allege about the good old Biden-Harris ticket and what they'll do for the nation after their inauguration. The Democrats' only hope now, they got to get their party members to vote. And in this pandemic, that's going to be hard to do. So they'll resort to the worst possible political tactic of all. They'll every day resort to the most vile and nastiest campaign possible directed at President Trump. And specifically for that purpose, their vice presidential pick is a perfect choice. If you don't think so, just go to YouTube today. Watch some of her viciousness in Senate judiciary hearings as she grills Attorney General William Barr, former AG Jeff Sessions, and Justice Brett Kavanaugh in a Supreme Court confirmation hearing. That one's probably the worst of all. I think two things are certain. The anti-Trump attacks, which have never gone away, will only amplify from the media talking heads starting tomorrow, and they're certainly going to intensify daily. Harris and Biden, they'll just add their 2 cents to the media rhetoric on cue, and there'll be plenty of it. President Trump has got to tamp down his rage and furor and refuse to fight back. Well, at least fight back in the vilest of ways that he sometimes has done in his past. Of those two things, I doubt the second one is going to happen, or if it does, it's not going to be tamped down. One thing of which I'm pretty certain, Kamala will do her best to irritate the president every day by making continual outlandish allegations. The media Biden lapdogs will follow her around and give her 24/7 camera time. You can bet on that. And for that reason, she was the VP pick over Susan Rice. Rice isn't a fighter. Harris is not just a fighter. She's a boxer, and she cannot stand to lose. My pick about the fight result? Well, she won't be the fight loser. Trump will be the winner. And Biden? Jill's going to just take him back to the basement. That's all I can say about that. You know what, folks? There's going to be a whole lot more coming out in the next 80 days or so. And I would tell you, stay close, but I don't think I need to tell you that. Biden, Harris, Trump, Pence are going to be all over the news all day, every day, between now and November 3rd, and probably because of this mail-in balloting thing that's at least happening in part in this election, we're going to be looking at this election stuff to at least mid-November. Maybe even Christmas. Oh, my God. Let's don't let that happen. That's a wrap. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock in just a little bit, right here at Truth News Network, 9 to 11 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday. Join us for TNN Live, 2 hours of conservative talk, issues of the day. We take your phone calls. We talk with you. Ask your questions. Give us your thoughts. It's a lot of fun. We learn a lot. Join us here. Just go to the top of the story. You'll see a banner there that says Listen Live. Just click on that banner at 9 o'clock sharp. You'll go right to the broadcast and join us there. If you can't do that then, we'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
No hook to the left, no slice to the right. Straight up the fairway to the truth.
TNN,
the Truth News Network.